AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Security is being beefed up in major cities around the world following the truck attack at a Christmas market in Berlin yesterday. In New York City, already tight security is getting even tighter. Mayor Bill de Blasio.
Critical Response Command and Strategic Response Group are deployed right now. It happened within just an hour or two after the attack in Berlin. And we will continue that as long as we deem necessary.
A memorial service for the 12 people killed is being held in Berlin at a church near the site of that attack. Several people have been detained in Turkey following the assassination of the Russian ambassador yesterday in Ankara. That is, investigators try to find out whether the gunman acted alone.
The gunman himself was a 22-year-old member of Ankara's riot police squad, and it's unclear what his motivation was.
That's our Elena Becatoros in Ankara. The search warrant that was issued right before the election to look into a new batch of emails involving Hillary Clinton has now been made public.
The emails were found on a computer belonging to former Congressman Anthony Weiner, the estranged husband of top Clinton aide Huma Abedin, as part of a probe into an online relationship between Weiner and a teenage girl in North Carolina. In ruling that the public had a right to see the search warrant application, the judge also said portions would be blacked out to protect the identity of the investigating agents. I'm Sandy Kozell.
More criminal charges have been filed in connection with lead-tainted water in Flint, Michigan. The chief prosecutor in the state attorney general's office says public officials simply did not do enough to protect citizens.
The people that were in charge of the city, the emergency managers, who also had a duty to protect health, didn't. They forced the city to use a plant that they knowingly had all the knowledge in the world that the plant wasn't ready to go.
Dow Jones Industrial Average closing in on the 20,000 mark, now up by 84 points. This is AP Radio News. Federal safety investigators are looking into new complaints that Chrysler vehicles can simply roll away.
It's a similar problem being blamed in the death of actor Anton Yelchin. The vehicles can roll away even after being shifted in park. There was a recall earlier this year of more than a million Jeep Grand Cherokees and other vehicles. This investigation includes Fiat Chrysler's top seller, the Ram 150 pickup. Anton Yelchin died in June. His Jeep Grand Cherokee, which was part of the recall, pinned him against a mailbox and security fence at his home in Los Angeles. I'm Ed Donahue.
In a last-minute push on the environment before he leaves office, President Obama is expected to order large areas of the Atlantic and Arctic oceans to be placed permanently off limits for oil drilling. The move is expected to be announced later today. And a special grand jury impaneled by a prosecutor after a limousine crash killed four women leaving a New York winery has now issued a report calling for better safety regulations for stretch limousines. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.